Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the first time I've mentioned that website to you, isn't it? That's right. That's my book website, ageofthecustomer.com. Go there and check it out, folks. We're still tweaking it a little bit. But you can go there and find out more about my new book, ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Jerry Silberman. Jerry's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 6 years. He's the CEO and the founder of Corporate Turnaround, corporateturnaround.com. If you'd like to go read dozens of stories of people who got upside down with their credit and their finances and needed help, you can go to Turnaround Stories. TurnaroundStories.com. That's another one of Jerry's websites. And you can read some of those. In the last segment, Jerry, you were telling us about this one where, as you were telling us about all the things that happened to this guy, all I could think about was something that I came to, I understood from my own experience many years ago, Jerry. And here's what I came up with. When it starts going bad, it all goes bad. Would you agree with that?
It's a downward spiral.
It's amazing. It's unbelievable that when it starts going bad, it all goes bad. I mean, and here's the reason I came up with that, Jerry, because you start saying, okay, I've got this situation. I'm taking this risk. If this doesn't work, I've got this backup over here. And if that doesn't work, I've got this backup over here. But for some reason, if the first thing trips, the second and third backup that you've got are probably affected too.
I have to tell you, you're hitting it on the head. You have no idea how many of our clients, before getting help, will deplete their retirement and or kids' college funds before they try negotiating with their creditors. They'll take their nest egg, everything that they've built up in their business over the years, everything you're proud of, and then they take that and they start funding their business. Instead of the business giving them a living, they are now putting the business. They are now putting the business on life support, using every cent they have, and it is the saddest thing in the world. And then they'll come to us at the end when they have virtually nothing, and the business is still running, so we can use what little cash flow they have, but they didn't have to deplete all their money in order to get out of debt, and that is one of the saddest parts of all.
Tell us, you got another story?
Well, first of all, at the website, turnaroundstories.com, they're not, you said, read these things. These are not stories to read. Each one is a video. We have an amazing technology where we can take any client that we have. You're just going to see 75 at that website. But if you call us up, I will match a company up with whatever business you're in. Same business, same state, same amount of debt.
So you'll come up with a corresponding story to show you
exactly
what somebody else did wrong, or maybe they did right, or how they were able to get help.
How they were able to get help from the depths, the deepest depths in the world, where you figure there is no way out of debt. And the funny thing is, a lot of people, the first thing they want to know about is their credit. How is this going to affect their credit? One of the first things everyone asks. And the truth is, we say to them, well, how's your credit now? Because we're only dealing with companies that are deeply in debt.
Right.
And the beauty of it, and Jim was just telling me the story on the break, how when he got out of debt, he was able to find financing because he satisfied his creditors, because he didn't file for bankruptcy.
Yeah. I did. That's so true, folks. My bankers came to me and said, we know you were up against it, and you didn't walk away, and for that reason, you know, your signature is good here. And that was a red letter day for my little company, Jerry. But I'll tell you,
sure.
I went through you know what to get there, and I'm not saying this for everybody, Jerry, because sometimes you just have to do what you got to do. But I'll tell you, one thing I will tell you, you can come back. from whatever you're in, whatever tough time. Jerry, that's the beauty of America, isn't it? I mean,
yes, it is.
In Europe, folks, if you take bankruptcy, they put a metaphorical brand of B on your forehead. And not only is that your, Jerry, not only is that your B branded on your forehead, the B letter, the scarlet B, but your family is branded. Your children are branded in Europe.
Yeah,
in America, Jerry, we redeem our people, don't we?
That's the beauty of this whole thing. It's really a second chance, a second wind, a way to deal with your problems and get out of it. I hate to, you know, I brought up cancer earlier in the show, but when your business has cancer, there is a solution.
Yeah.
You can get out of debt just using the smallest amount of money possible. We've gotten people out of debt using half an interest payment.
Go read how many times Henry Ford went under before he invented the Ford Motor Company. Go read how many times William Macy, who founded Macy's department store, how many times he failed before he came up with his idea. I mean, on and on. The stories are long. You just have to believe in yourself and work out and get help sometimes, which is why I always like introducing you to reintroducing you to our good friend Jerry Silberman. CorporateTurnaround.com is his website. But if you want to see some videos on other people with perhaps similar situations, TurnaroundStories.com. Hey, Jerry, thanks for being here. Thanks for all the good work that you do for so many small business owners. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. Jerry Silberman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
But no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.